A Christian radio host has predicted the so-called rapture will happen tomorrow night. Some of his followers believe they'll be transported to heaven as Armageddon engulfs the earth over the next few months. NPR Music asked its online followers, if the world were ending, what's the last tune you'd want to hear? Editor Franny Kelly says that drew plenty of responses.
We got a crazy, crazy response. 3,000 people, over 3,000 people on Facebook and almost 1,000 on our site. Everybody who assumes they're going to hell and assumes it's going to be real rough on them tomorrow evening has been picking these angry, howling man songs. And then you have the songs that explicitly deal with what's going on.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
One of our commenters, Jim Charters, said that he picked this one because it ends with a whimper rather than a bang.
This is the end.
But there are other people that aren't exactly sure where they're going to end up, I guess heaven or hell, and so they're choosing to go out on a more cheerful note.
If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing.
But some of them decided to soundtrack a perhaps more rapturous moment later that night, because if they're going to go out, they're going to go out doing exactly what they want to do.
Just let me love you,
and then a lot of people picked that song that comes at the very end of Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
You know, I was really surprised by how many people took this exercise seriously. Of course, there were the jokesters, many of whom suggested we'll all wake up in the morning and hear.
Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again. Don't get fooled again.
This is Franny Kelly, NPR Music.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.